I mean, I'd read Trout Fishing in America when I was young. Again, one of the things that crop up and you've got to read it. And I can't remember what impression it made, but it can't have been a great one because I didn't read anything else by Brautigan and I couldn't remember anything about the book. And I was traveling in the States, and I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and there was a secondhand bookshop there. I think it was called the Starlight Bookshop. And I'm sure that, like yourself, I can't not go into a secondhand bookshop. And so I did. And I saw Trout Fishing in America there, and I thought, I'll give that another try. I took it to the counter, and the guy said, you know, he said, this isn't about trout fishing. Well, I mean, it is in various ways, but I suppose he thought I might be an actual, you know, fishing aficionado. And he didn't want me to be disappointed and find that there were no tips and so on. So anyway, I read it again and I thought, Jim, this is absolutely great. There were so many things I liked about it. And I thought that it was at the time when I was just trying to think of what I'd do for a PhD. And I thought, I read how he'd been a late 60s icon, early 70s youth icon, and then it virtually disappeared and then killed himself. And there was nothing much written about him.